Today's shiur is Masechta Sukkah, Daf Nun Vav, and we will begin on Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis at the second Mishnah. As we had learned in the previous shiur, Moshe Rabbeinu had originally divided the Kohanim into eight Mishmeiros, eight groups, eight rotations of Kohanim doing the Avodah, four from the Mishpacha of Elazar and four from the Mishpacha of Isamar. David and Shmuel then increased it to 24 Mishmeiros. And every week, a different Mishmer did the Avodah. However, teaches us the Mishnah, B'shloshah Prakim Mishana, three times during the year, during the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, Koyukal Mishmer Shavuos, Be'murah HaRegalim. All of the Mishmeiros shared in doing the Avodah and doing the Kabbonis. B'chilek Lechem HaPanim, and every week we know, and we'll discuss it in the Gemara more, the Lechem HaPanim, there was a new set of 12 loaves of Lechem HaPanim that were put into the Shulchan. The old loaves were removed, the new loaves were put in. Normally that Lechem HaPanim is divided amongst the Kohanim of the Mishmeiros of this week and next week. Here all the Mishmeiros shared in the Lechem HaPanim. But Batzeres, if Shavuos is on Shabbos, Oimeloi, the Kohen who gives out the shears of the portion, to shine and discuss, either it's the Kohen shearing, distributing the portions, or one Kohen speaking to another Kohen. On Shavuos, there's a halacha that a carbon of shtei alechem, two loaves of bread, have to be brought as a carbon. And those loaves are distributed amongst the Kohanim. So if Shabbos and Shavuos coincide on one day, we distribute both matzah, which is the lechem upon him, and chametz, which is the shtei alechem. Teaches us the Mishnah that in Shavuos Shabbos, we give every kohen halach matzah, they get a share of matzah, of the lechem upon him, and halach chametz, they get a share of shtei lechem. And what we cannot do is, so to speak, make a deal where a kohen will say, I'll get a larger share of shtei lechem and not get any lechem upon him, or vice versa. Continues the Mishnah, Mishmash is manikavua. Although we've been learning that the Mishmeiros, all the Mishmeiros worked during the Yom Tovim. However, the Mishmer, that this was its week's chance, opportunity to work, who makriv, the regular standard Kabbonis, it would be makriv. What does that mean? It would mean it brings the Tamidim, the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Bein Abayim, the Darim and the Davos that people bring, Shachar Kabbonis Tzibur, and other Kabbonis Tzibur, which the Gemara will explain what that comes to include, Makrif Sakoyal, this Mishmer brought all of these. So our Mishnah essentially taught us that Kabbonis that was standard, the Mishmer of that week would bring. And Kabbonis that are unique to the Yom Tov, all the Mishmeres would share in. There are a number of Kabbonis that we find the Achroidim discuss. One is the Shalmei Simcha that are brought on the Shalosh Regalim. Which Kohanim would bring that? So, most Achroidim seem to say, the Rishash, and most Achroidim seem to say, Shalmei Simcha are Yontif Kabbonis, and all Kohanim would share in it. However, the Oral Chener says that since not everybody is obligated to bring a Shalmei Simcha, only those who are obligated to be Oilu L'Regal have to bring Shalmei Simcha, so the Kohanim of that week's Mishma would bring the Shalmei Simcha. The Karban Omer, which was brought on Pesach, is also Machloikis. The Mishnah Lamelech says that all Kohanim would shear in that Avodah. Dar Chener says that it was unique to that week's Mishma. Shavuos, we find that Gemara discusses, our Mishnah actually discussed situation, where Shavuos could be on Shabbos. If Shavuos was on Shabbos, most of the Kabbonis were not brought on that Shabbos, but were rather brought on the next day, which was called the Yom Tavayach. Also we find that there are Tashlumim to Shavuos, where if, since it's only in Eretz Yisrael a one-day Yontif, and there was abundance of people and kabbanis to bring, there was a week in which the Tashlumim could be brought. And the question is, what is the halach, which Kohanim work on the Yom Tavayach, which Kohanim work on the Tashlumim? So the Mishnah Melech seems to say that all Kohanim work on the Yom Tavayach and on the Tashlumim. And the Michas Chinuch seems to feel that way too. The Aruch HaNer says the Yom Tavayach all Kohanim participate in, Tashlumim is only the Kohanim of that week. Karban Pesach, karban that's brought on Erev Pesach, the Michas Chinuch discusses is that a karban unique to the Mishmer of that week, or do all Kohanim sharing it? Tosfos says, along the lines of what we've been discussing, that although we've had it, the Mishnah taught us that the Lechem Aponim is divided, if it's Yontif and Shabbos coincide, are divided amongst all the Kohanim of all the Mishmairis, says Tosfos, the Avodah of the Lechem Aponim, however, was only done by the Mishmer of that week. Because since Lechem Aponim, as we've been describing, is a standard Avodah, and all standard Avodahs are done by the Kohanim of the Mishmer of that week. There's also a discussion in the Mefarshim, if someone brings a carbon, may he choose the Kohen that he wants to be makrovit, or does he have to use the Kohen of that week's Mishmer? It seems that most Mefarshim learn that he cannot just choose a Kohen of his choice to offer a carbon. However, it seems that he would be allowed to choose the Kohen of this week's Mishmer, and that he would not necessarily be obligated just to bring his carbon and let there be a Goyrol, and whoever wins the lottery brings the carbon. He has, a person has a right to choose a Kohen of that week to bring, of that week's Mishmer to bring the carbon. So the Mishnah says that Amory Regalim, the Amrim of the Yontif Kabbanis, were brought by all Mishmeres. Ask the Gemara that when the Gemara usually uses the word Amrim, it doesn't mean a carbon. It means the part that's burnt on the Mizbeach. So therefore, ask the Gemara, what's the discussion if this is divided amongst all the Kohanim? It's Shogavayaninu. It belongs to the Mizbeach. It's not divided amongst the Kohanim. Amr of Chizda, when the Mishnah uses the word Amr Regalim, it means Masha Amr Regalim. The Kabbanis that the Torah told us to bring on the Yom Tovim, and that we have the dinim that we learned in the Mishnah. Tana Baran. Menayin Shekala Mishmaris Shavis Memura Regalim. How do we know that all Mishmaris share equally in the Kabbanis brought on the Yontif? Tamaloyim, the Pasuk says, Ubecha Oba Becha Navshoi Avis Navshoi Visheris. The Torah teaches us that he could come and do the Avodah even if it's not the week that is his week. Yochol, Apishayim Mashashanakein. One might think that any time during the year the Kohen has the right to choose to do the Avodah even though it's not his Mishmer. Tamaloyma Ma'achat Sherecha. The Pasuk of Ba'abuchal Avitz Navshecha, Navshe Visheris, ends off with the words Ma'ach Mesherecha. Loyamarti. This halacha that every kohen has the right to do the avodah was said only El Bishar Shechay Yisrael Nechnas Mishar Echad, when all of Klal Yisrael enters Yerushalayim at one time, which is when they are regal. So we learned over Chilak Lechem Aponim that all the kohanim divide the Lechem Aponim of all the Mishmairis if Yontav and Shabbos coincide. Tan Rabbanan, Menayin Shekala Mishmairis Shavos B'Chilak Lechem Aponim. How do we know that all Mishmairis have equal share in the Lechem Aponim? Tamalayma, the Pasuk says, this is the Pasuk that follows the Pasuk that we just discussed of the Sheris B'Shem Echov, Chelik Yechelik Yechelik Kechelik Avoida, just like all the Mishmeres have an equal share in doing the Avoida during the Yom Tif, as we just learned, so too that they have a share, Kachelik Achila, they have a share in eating. Mayachila, so explains the Gemara, the Braisa, what does the Gemara, what does the Braisa mean with the word Achila? Ilay Mekabonis, if you say it's going to teach us that all the Kahanim have a share in the Kabonis, says the Gemara, I don't need that Pasik to teach us that then. Mehasim Nafka, we already learned it from a Kain HaMakavaisai, any Kain who does the Avoida, Loisiya, he has the right to receive share of the Kabonis that is worked on. Elo Lechem upon him. But the Pasuk is teaching says that he gets a shear in the Lechem upon him. That although he doesn't do the avoid in the Lechem upon him, as Tosfos taught us in the Mishnah, he does get a shear in the bread. And as the Rishonim explain, why is the bread, the Lechem upon him, chosen as the food that the Kohen, that all Kohanim get a shear in, even though not all Kohanim did the avoid in it? Explain to Rishonim, because there's no avoida left with the lechem upon him. The only thing left to do with the lechem upon him is to eat it. And the pasuk speaks about yoichelu eating. So it seems that the pasuk is indicating that it's referring to the lechem upon him. The Gemara continues, yochel af b'chayvus habayis shloim machmas haregel v'regel, that even kabbonis that are not bought on account of the yomtiv or kahanim have a right to do the avoid during Yontif, Tamloima Levad Mimkara Alav Ovis. Except the transaction of our forefathers. Ma Machra Ovis Zelazah. What transaction took place amongst the forefathers of the Kahanim? They made a deal between themselves. Ani b'shabati, v'ata b'shabatcha. I will do the avoid of my work week, and you will do the avoid of your week. Everybody is limited to their week. And that was the condition made in the previous generations. The Mefarshim ask that the Gemara says, "Ein Kairim LaOvos Elu Shloisha." There are only three people we meet call Ovos: Avram, Yitzchak, VeYaakov. Yet here they ask, we seem to be calling the Kohanim called their forefathers Ovos. So one teretz given is that you're not allowed to call Ovos Elu Shloisha. That's by Tefila. When you daven, the only route to refer to Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov is the Ovis. Here we're not referring to Tefillah, and therefore others can be called Ovis. Another pshat that I saw is that the entire nation of Klal Yisrael has no right to call anyone Ovis other than Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. Here we're speaking about the Kahanim specifically. They have a right to call Ovis to their forefathers. And the Mefarshim explain that we see here that they made this transaction, Ani b'shabati v'ata b'shabatcha, explains the Panim Yafos. The chiddush here is that even though this was a transaction for Dovah Shelo B'Olam, it was for generations many years later that didn't even exist in the world, and normally a transaction of a Dovah Shelo B'Olam is ineffective in Halacha, here was effective. The Maril uses this concept for halacha lemaisa. Here it says, Ani b'shabati, v'ata b'shabatcha. Everybody has their week, and they have first claims on that week. Says the Maril, if in a shul there are two people who have a chiv for an aliyah or to be shliach tzibur, and one is a member of the shul, and one is a guest, the person who is a member has preference, because Vani b'Shabbati, this is my week, and this is my shul, and I have therefore preference. The Mishnah said that Tzeres Oymaloi, Helech Matzah, Helech Shtei Lechem, we'll discuss it later in the Gemara more. Itma, Rav Oma, Suk of Achach Sman. When we come on the first night of Yontif, after Kiddush, we have to make two brachas. We have to make a Leisha b'Sukkah and a Shechiyanu. Says Rav, we first make the bracha of Leisha b'Sukkah, and then we make the Shechiyanu. First we make the Shechiyanu, and then we make the Leisha B'Sukkah. There's an interesting Machloikus HaRishonim. Rashi explains that our Gemara is going in a situation where Shechiyanu was not made when they built the Sukkah, which we discussed, the Gemara says earlier, that a Shechiyanu maybe is made when we build the Sukkah. So Shechiyanu is being made now, Yontif by night, on the Sukkah also. However, according to Rashi, if a Shachrianu were made when the sukkah was built, the discussion in the Gemara, this would not be the subject of the discussion of our Gemara. However, other Rishonim, including the Michtam, hold that our Gemara is discussing whether a Shachrianu was made when the sukkah was built or not. So Rav holds sukkah v'akatzman. First you make the lashon of sukkah and then the Shachrianu. Chiyuva de yom adif. The obligation of the day, lashon of sukkah, is unique to sukkahs. That takes preference because that's more directly involved with today's chiyuv. And Rav Bachana mishma v'akach sukkah, because he holds tadr v'shena tadr tadr kaidim. We have a rule that the mitzvah which is more tadr goes first, and this is more tadr because Shachrianu happens very frequently. The Chasam Sofer asks a question. He says, who says necessarily that Shachrianu is a more frequent bracha? Perhaps Leishah B'Sukkah is a more frequent bracha, because a Leishah B'Sukkah is made every time one eats a meal in the Sukkah. So if one eats many meals in the Sukkah, he'll make many Leishah B'Sukkahs. Shachrianu is only said on the specific Yom Tovim that the halacha requires us to make a Shachrianu. Says the Chasam Sofer that, and when the Gemara says that Shachrianu is more tadir, what the Gemara means to say is that Shachrianu is a bracha that keeps on coming up. We find it many times in the year. It's not that we're necessarily taking account how many times did I make a Leishah B'Sukkah, how many times did I make a Shachrianu. It's a bracha that comes up constantly. And actually this concept is a concept that was used in an interesting situation that came up between the stipler and his son, Rav Chaim Kanievsky. The stipler and Rav Chaim Kanievsky were going to say Birkas Achama. We know once every 28 years, when the sun is exactly in the spot it was when a Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, we say a bracha, Oysa Masiv Reishis, which is known as the Birkas Achama. We also know that during Nisan, we make a bracha on the Ilonis. As the trees begin to blossom, we make a bracha. So the stipler was going with Rav Chaim Kanievsky to Birkas Achama, and he had not yet made Birkas Ilonis. So he told Rav Chaim that I think I have to make the Birkas Ilonis first, because Birkas Ilonis we make every year. Birkas Achama we make only once every 28 years. As we're learning now, Tadav Shena Tadav Tadav Kaidam, we make the Birkas Ilonis first. Said Rav Chaim Kanievsky that no, we should make the Birkas Achama first. Because he said, although the bracha on the sun itself is made only once every 28 year, but what is the nusach of the bracha? The nusach of the bracha is Oysa Masa Bereshis, which is a bracha that's made every time there's thunder, which happens quite often. So, and he says, our Gemara taught us that we don't just look at a count. Our Gemara says we look at what is a more commonly said bracha. And given that Oysa Masa Bereshis is a more commonly said bracha, he said we should make the Birkas Achama first. Says the Gemara, Lema, Rav and Rav Bachana, Beplukta the Beisham Beisal Kamevki. This machloikis of Rav and Rav Bachana is already a machloikis of Beisham Beisal. The Tana Rabbanan, Devarim Shemem Beisham Beisal Besuda. We have the following issues between Beisham Beisal and Hilchas Suda. And Gemara discusses their machloikis Masechta the Brachas. Beshamay Amrim, Beshamay says, when it comes to make Kiddush Friday night, Mevarach al Yoyim, first the Kiddush is made, and then V'akach Mevarach al Yayin, and then the Bari Priya Gofen is said. Beshel Amrim, Mevarach al Yayin, first the Bari Priya Gofen is said, V'akach Mevarach al Yoyim, and afterwards the Kiddush is said. Explain each one of them their position. Beshamay Amrim, Mevarach al Yoyim, V'akach Mevarach al Yayin, first make the Kiddush and then the Bari Priya Gofen. So he gives two reasons. Shayoyim Goyim L'Yayim Shiyovay. It's the day that causes the wine to come. Why do we drink wine before the meal? Because in Shabbos we have to make Kiddush. And another reason, Kva Kiddush Hayoyim V'dayin Yoyim Leibo. Shabbos comes before Kiddush. First the day becomes Shabbos, and then we have to make bracha on the wine. First you make a Bari Priya Gofen, then you make the Kiddush. Two reasons. Number one, it's the wine that causes the Kiddush. The Kiddush must be said on wine, or as the Rishonim say, it doesn't necessarily have to be said on wine. It can also be said on bread, but the food item is what the Kiddush has to be set on. And also, davar acher, another reason, birchas hayayin tadira, wine is a bracha, bari priya gofen is a tadir, birchas hayayin and tadira, Kiddush is only made on Shabbos, and as we just said, tadir v'she'en tadir, tadir kaidim. Says the Gemara, lema rav damu kabeshamay, perhaps rav, who says that we say the Leish of Sukkah and then the Shechyonu and doesn't subscribe to Tadr holds like Beis Shammai, Rabbi Babachana, Domek Beisel, and Rabbi Babachana, who says that you do say the Bari Priya Gofen that says the Shechyonu first, holds like Beisel that says you say the Leish of Sukkah, the Shechyonu first. Amlach Rav, and not Amri Afilak Beisel. In my position, could agree with Beis Hillel. Because Atkan, like Kamer Beis Hillel Hossam, only by Kiddush does Beis Hillel hold that you make the Bari Priya Gofen first. Sheyayin Goyim Le Kiddush Yitayomer. It's the wine that causes the Yishayin that you should say the Kiddush. Avul Hocha by Sukkos, Ilav Zman Miloim Rinan Sukkah. If the Shechyonu is not said, and the way we explained it, let's say we said a Shechyonu when we built the sukkah, would we not say a Leish b'sukkah? So we see that the Shechyonu and the Leish b'sukkah are not that connected, and we therefore could say, says Rav, it's different. Rabbi B'chan Amalach, Anad Amri Afil K'Beis Shammai. I could agree even with Beis Shammai. Atkan L'Kan Beis Shammai Hosom. Over there, Beis Shammai said that you make the Kiddush first. Sheyoyim Goyim L'Yayin Sheyavoy. It's the day that causes the wine. Without Kiddush, there is no, without Shabbos, there is no requirement for wine. Aval Hocho, regarding Sukkos, Ilav Sukkah Miloyim Rinim Zman, is the Shechyonu dependent on the Sukkah? What would be if Chas V'Sholom rained on the first night of Yontif? We would still say a Shechyonu, because the Shechyonu is because of Yontif, and therefore, even if by Kiddush we say the Kiddush first, by Shechyonu, we should say the Shechyonu first. The Mefarshim discuss this issue. How can we say that the Kiddush, that the wine comes before the Kiddush? The Chiyuv to say Kiddush, to Mekadesh as a Shabbos, is a Chiyuv d'Oraisa. The Chiyuv to make it on wine is only a Chiyuv d'Rabbanon. So how can Kiddush, how could the bracha that's only midrabanon come before the bracha that's the raisa? So the Pnei Yeshua and the Tzlach say that when a person makes Kiddush Friday night, he already was mekayim the chiyuv the raisa by saying Kiddush by davening. So both the Kiddush on the wine, the entire concept is the right, is the rabanon, and therefore he can make the Bari Priya Gofen first. So the Pnei Yeshua, the Tzlach and the Pnei Yeshua point out that let's say a woman didn't daven, she has a chiv to make Kiddush midaraisa. In such a circumstance, they say, Beis Hillel will agree to Beis Shammai that Kiddush precedes the Bari Priya Gofen, because that's a daraisa and that's a drabonim. The Shagas Aryeh, however, disagrees. The Shagas Aryeh says a very big Kiddush. The Shagas Aryeh says that the entire concept of Tadr v'she'en Tadr, Tadr Koidim, only applies by two Daraises or two Darabonins. He says, however, here, the obligation to make the Bari Priya Gofen is a Darabonin. The obligation to say Kiddush for a person who didn't daven is a Daraisa. There, we don't say Tadr v'she'en Tadr, Tadr Koidim, and say that which one should come first or second. And he explains himself. He says, what does Tadr v'she'en Tadr, Tadr Koidim teach us? It teaches us that when there's a question, to use a borrowed terminology, when there's a competition, and I don't know which bracha to do first, what to do first, Tadr v'she'en Tadr Koidim guides us. However, when you're dealing with a Daraisa and a Darabonon, there is no competition. Certainly the Daraisa is more important than the Rabbonon. And therefore the rules of Tadr v'she'en Tadr Tadr Koidim don't apply, and we could make the Kiddush, the Bari Priya Gofen, even under such circumstances, first. The Tiferes Yisrael explains, gives a mashal to explain the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. in this fashion. He says that there was once somebody who was on a business trip, and he had ordered a car to pick him up in the morning to take him to the airport, to wherever. And the car driver overslept, so he went to wake up his driver. So what did he tell his driver? If you get up quickly, I'll give you a nice tip. I'll pay you extra, because he was in a rush. Says the Tiferes Yisrael, that is the machlokes between the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says that every Jew is made up of a guf and a neshama. But the neshama is, we know, not that strong. It needs the guf. So we have to give it the yayin first. Beis Shammai said, that's what Beis Hillel says. That's why we make the Bari Priya Gofim first. Beis Shammai, on the other hand, says that we look at what is the goal. The goal is not the wine. The goal is the Kiddush, the Ruchnius. That's why we make the Kiddush first. Ask the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Betzeres Oimeloi, when Shabbos is Shavuos, and they're giving out the Shtei Lechem and the Lechem upon him, they say Heilich Matzah. They first give out the Lechem upon him, Heilich Chometz. And then they give out the Shtei Lechem. Now on Shavuos, Chometz Ikur, the Shtei Lechem, which is the carbon of Shavuos, is primary, or Matzah Tafel, and Matzah is less. Yet, the Ketani, what does our Mishnah teach us? That we first give Heilich Matzah, and then Heilich Chometz. Why? Because we always do the Tadr first. Tiyufta the Rav, a question of Rav that doesn't always follow Tadr. Amalach Rav, so Rav says Tanayi. This question that you established, that we always go with the Tadr first from our Mishnah, is actually Machloikis Tanoim. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Heilich Matzah, Heilich Chometz. First they give out the matzah, the lechem upon him, and then the shtei lechem, like it said in our Mishnah. However, Abba Sholoimer, Heilich Chometz, the first the shtei lechem is given out, which is the ikur. First the kiddush is made, first the lechem besuk is made, and then the heilich matzah. Dorosh Rav Nachman Rav Chisda, like Divrei Rav, Domus Sukkah Chaksman. Not like Rav said, the first you say Leishim Sukkah and then a Shechiyonu. Rather, the halach is Zman Vachak Sukkah. First you say Shechiyonu and then Leishim Sukkah. Rashi's Beraider of Idi, Omar Sukkah Vachak Zman. First we make a Leishim Sukkah and then we say Shechiyonu. And that is the halacha. Hilchos Sukkah Vachak Zman. First Leishim Sukkah and then the Shechiyonu. There is a discussion in the Rishonim. This is on the first night of Yontif. The Gemara tells us that first we make a Leishim B'Sukkah and then a Shechiyonu, because as we explained, the Shechiyonu goes on the Yontif and on the Sukkah, and therefore the Shechiyonu should be set after the Leishim B'Sukkah. But what will be the Halacha on the second night of Yontif? So the Rishonim already in Chutz Laretz, where we keep 2 days of Yontif. So the Rishonim already discussed the Shaila. The Rosh says that on the second night of Yontif, where the Shechiyonu is only going on Yontif, it's not going on the Sukkah, because we already said a Shechiyonu on the Sukkah the first night. There we should, everybody would hold, we first say a Shechiyonu and then a Leisha B'Sukkah. The Ravya disagrees, and the Ravya says that even on the second night of Yontif, we make a Leisha B'Sukkah and then a Shechiyonu. And he gives 2 reasons. One reason is because the rule is always that the Shechiyonu comes last. Like when we have Yak Nahas, Yain Kiddush, Ner Havdalah Zman, Shechiyonu is always last. Another reason he says is that if we in Chutz Laretz are holding 2 days Yontif, so then the second night of Yontif is a that the bracha, if the second night of Yontif is really Yontif, because of the Sveik of the Yoima, then the first night of Yontif wasn't Yontif. So there was no point in that Leisha B'Sukkah, there was no point in the Shechiyonu. So tonight is the first night of Yontif, which is the second night, and therefore we should follow the order of the Gemara and make a Leisha B'Sukkah, and then a Shechiyonu even the second night. The Ramah paskins that like the Rosh, and he says that on the first night we say Leish B'Sukkah and then Shechiyonu, and change the order on the second night. And so says the Gra. However, many Paiskim, especially in Chassidish Minhagim, say that the second night should be treated like the first night, and we should say Shechiyonu after the Leishah B'Sukkah, even on the second night. The night of Yehuda says, like the Rosh and like the Ramah. Continues the Gemara. Mishmar Shizmanu Kavuai B'Shaka B'Natzibur. The Mishnah that this is its week, we learned, brings the standard Kabbonis. So we said, Shaka B'Natzibur, L'suya Mai, what carbon is that coming to include? L'suya Parhelm Davish Atzibur. It's coming to include that if most of Klal Yisrael made a mistake based on incorrect psak of the Sanhedrin, then they have to bring a parhelm davar shatzibur, or in situations veres kachavim, if based on the ruling of the Sanhedrin regarding avodah zarah, majority of Klal Yisrael served avodah zarah, sir veres kachavim had to be bring. V'makif sakoil. Furthermore, the Mishnah said that they bring everything. L'suya Mai, what is that coming to include? L'suya Kayetz Mizbeach. As we learned in Masechta Shkolim, if there were no kabbonis being offered on the Mizbeach, and we did not want the Mizbeach to remain empty, so they had funds from the Shiori HaLishka, from the leftover money of the Shkolim. That money was used to bring Ka'olis Kayetz Mizbeach, and that was brought by the Mishmer of that week. Continues the Mishnah. Yontev asamach l'Shabbos. If a Yontev comes next to Shabbos, that means if the last day of Yontev was on Friday, for example, Shmini Atzeres was on Friday. Beim l'fneah, that means it's on Friday. Beim l'achreah, or on a Sunday. That means if the first day of Yontif is on Sunday. So all the Kahanim had to be in the Beis HaMikdash that Shabbos. If the last day of Yontif was Friday, they had no way to get home after Yontif. If the first day of Yontif is Sunday, and they want to be in the Beis HaMikdash for the first day of Yontif, they already have to be in Yerushalayim for Shabbos. So even though they are not doing necessarily Avodah on that Shabbos, teaches us the Mishnah, how you call Mishmaris Shabbos b'lechem upon him. All the Mishmaris got a shear in the lechem upon him. Chal liyos yom echad lahafsik benetayim. However, if there's one day in between, so the way Rashi explains one day in between is if the first day of Yontif was a Monday, so there's a Sunday between Shabbos and Yontif, or the last day of Yontif was on Thursday, so we have a Friday between the last day of Yontif and Shabbos. So there was a large group of Kahanim left in the Beis HaMikdash, even though that Shabbos has nothing to do with Yontif, has nothing to do with all of them doing the Avodah. Says the Mishnah, Mishmer Shizmanu Kavua, the Mishmeres who this is their week, Hayinaitel Eser Chalas, they get 10 Chalas. According to Rashi, that's referring to the Mishmer that stayed behind. The Yontif ended on Friday. They didn't go home. They stayed in Yerushalayim. Yontif begins on Monday and they're already there for Shabbos. They get two Neitel Shtayim. They get two of the 12 Chalas. That's how Rashi explains. B'Shayim HaShoshana, on a regular Shabbos, HaNichnas, the new Mishmer, the incoming Mishmer, Neitel Sheish, gets 6 of the Chalas. Vayotze, and the Mishmer that's leaving its work, Neitel Sheish, gets 6 Chalas. Yudoimer, Hanichnes, the new Mishmer, Neitel Sheva, gets 7 Chalas. Vayotze, in the old Mishmer, Neitel Chomish. And the Gemara will explain. Hanichnosim, the new Mishmer, Cholkim Tzofen, gets in the north side of the Azara, which is the more significant area, because that's where the Avodah of Kachim was done. Vayoytzim get Medorim. The simple reason is, as the Gemara will teach us, that there should be no confusion and that the Yoytzim should no longer do Avodah. Bilga, there was one of the Mishmaris was called Bilga. The Gemara will describe what was a problem with this Mishmar. They always get Loilim Chalekis Medorim. V'tabata Kavua. So the way Rashi explains it is, there were rings in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azara, in which the head of the animal was inserted before Shechita, and to make it easier to do the Shechita, their ring, because of we wanted to punish them, and the Gemara will explain why, their ring was completely closed to embarrass them. That's how Rashi learns. Other Rishonim learn that the rings here refer to the rings which the animal were hung up on when they skinned the animal. The Tveris Yisrael points out that although its ring was closed, it was not completely removed. We never want to completely push anyone from Klal Yisrael away. And furthermore, Chaloina Stuma, its window was closed. Again, Rashi explains that they used to have windows where they used to keep their knives. Each kind had such a locker on his window. It lost its share. Others explain this was the windows where they used to keep the clothing. And other pshatim I saw is that when they did the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, they didn't open up the window shades. It was left, the Beis Hamikdash, so to speak, was left dark to represent this mishpacha's problem. My mufana my lechra. What is the definition of mufana lechra? Ilay mufana yontav rishon. If you're going to say that the first day of yontav is on Friday, and lechra yontav achron, that the last day of yontav was on Sunday, says the Marhaina Shabbos b'tar chag. So Shabbos is the middle of yontav, and that's what we discussed in the previous mishnah, that if Shabbos is the middle of yontav, all the kahanim shear. Ella, so the Gemara Lefana means Yontav Achron, that the last day of Yontav was on Friday. Lechreo means that the first day of Yontav Rishon was on Sunday. My Tama, what's the reason that under those circumstances all the Mishmairis shear in the Lechem upon him? Kivin the Hani Makadmi, these kind of, if they want to be in Yerushalayim on time, have to come early. And and these Kohanim have to leave late and remain in Yerushalayim on Shabbos when the last day of Yontav is on Friday. That's why Chazal made this rule that everybody gets a shear. But if we learned there was one day in between, then really everybody gets the mishmeres of those week get the shear, and the other Kohanim just get two breads. On a regular week, we learned the machlaikis. Tanakhama says they share the breads, the two mishmaris, equally, 6 and 6. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's 7 and 5. Says the Gemara, Vahani tarti mai vadatayu. Why does the incoming mishmar get two more breads than the outgoing mishmar? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, b'schar hagofes talosos. Because they are the ones that will close the doors of the Beis HaMikdash at the end of the day, for that extra effort they get two more breads. Omer Yitzchak asked the Gemara v'nei melei dal b'dal, why doesn't the Mishmer HaYotzei say to the Mishmer HaNachnes, let's divide 6 and 6, because next week, if we don't divide it this week this way, next week you'll only get 5. So doesn't it pay for you to take 6 this week, and you'll get 6 next week? Amar Abaye b'tzina tav makara. A small cucumber, which is edible now, is better than a large cucumber. So the way Rashi explains is that what is sure is sure. And therefore you only have a small cucumber, but that small cucumber is edible. If you're going to wait till it gets bigger, who knows what will happen? Taisha says it's not one and the same vegetable, it's actually two different vegetables, but Taisha says what the Gemara means to say is that it's better sometimes to have a small vegetable which is available than to wait for the large vegetable, who knows what will happen. And in fact, the Paiskim use this concept in Halacha. The Shalomeshiv says that if there's a Din Torah and somebody could not be able to get everything that he's entitled to, but now if he takes, he knows he'll have at least something, he should preferably take what he could get for sure rather than wait with the uncertainty, who knows what will happen in the future. I'm Rav Yehuda over Masafim regarding the skin, the hides of the Karbanei Musaf, which is a carbon oiler which the Kohanim divide, the two Mishmeres divide the hide equally. Meisvei asked the Gemara, Mishmar HaYotzis Oysa Tomit Shal Shachu Masafim. the outgoing mishmer does the tamas shachar and the carbon musaf. Mishmer nechneses oisu tamas shabein abayim ubezichim. They do the tamas shabein abayim bezichim. That's offering the ktoiris that was kept on top of the lechem upon him. Vilu musaf mechalkim like tani. The brisa doesn't say that they divide the iris of the carbon musaf. Answers the Gemara, Hai tana b'chluk like a mayor. Rabbi Yehuda says the brisa is not talking about what they divide. Amarava v'atana de beishmul the mayor b'chluka. Tana Beshmu taught us a brisa that does speak about what these two mishmeres divide. Umasafim chalakin like tani, yet it does not mention that we divide the hides of the carbon musaf. The Tana Beshmu mishmera yoitza oisa tamat shashachar. The outgoing mishmer does the tamat shashachar, does the musafim. Mishmera nechneses oisa tamat shabena bayim ubezichim. Abba kahanim, there were four kahanim. How you nechnasu shom would enter the Nazara. Shnai mishmazu, two from the old mishmar, or shnai mishmazu, and two from the new mishmar. V'chalkim lechem upon him. And they would divide amongst themselves the lechem upon him per the division discussed in our Mishnah. V'ilim mesafim chalkim loik tani. It doesn't say they divided the skin of the carbon musaf. Tiyufta the Rav Yehuda. So we see the Rav Yehuda is indeed refuted. Tiyufta. So he said, "Hanichnasim chalkim betzafim." The new mishmer gets betzafim. Tana abonet, "Hanichnasim chalkim betzafim." Kedesh yirish hanichnasim. We want to give them the covid that since they're going to do the avodah, that's why they do it in the tzafim, which, as we explained in the Mishnah, is the more significant area. And the yoytzim do it bedarim. Kedesh yirish and yoytzim. Everybody should see that they're the ones that are leaving. And as the Miri explains, that we should not come to make an error and have them continue doing the avodah. The Ramah Mepanu, based on this Gemara, says from here we see that we always give more kavod to somebody who's going to do a mitzvah versus somebody who already completed doing a mitzvah. And that's why the nechnasim get their share betzafin. This is relevant in a number of areas halacha. For example, the Paiskim discuss if in a shul there's a small area between where one can walk to by the bima, and there are two people going. One is going to get an aliyah, and one already is leaving the bima because he received an aliyah. The person who's going to receive an aliyah has kedima, and the Paiskim say even if he's a Talmud of the person who received Aliyah already, and he owes him the respect, because he's going to do a mitzvah, and when somebody's going to do a mitzvah, he gets more covered. Similarly, the Shaar Ephraim discusses, if there are two people in a shul, there's a chassan, and there's somebody who's going to do, make a bris milah for a son, and who should get an Aliyah first? Says the Shaar Ephraim, somebody who's going to make a bris goes first. And he explains, even though chassan still, the chassan, after the chassana, already did the mitzvah. The father of the child who's going to make a milah is going to do a mitzvah. And somebody who's going to do a mitzvah has precedence over somebody who already did a mitzvah. Bilga, we said, l'oilam chalekas bedarim, we want to somewhat disgrace this family. Tanabon, Masim b'Miriam b'as Bilga. There was a story with Miriam, the daughter of Bilga, Shemira Data, she converted. She went married an officer from the Greek army. When the Greeks entered the base of Migdosh, she kicked with a shoe on the Mizbeach for Amra. Lucas. Until when will you consume the money of Klal Yisrael? Lucas means a wolf. As the Mashah explained, she was saying the Mizbeach is like a wolf. Just like a wolf devours animals, so too does Mizbeach eat behemoths. And you don't stand up for Klal Yisrael when they're in Tzaras. Chama heard this, covers Tabata, and they permanently closed up its ring, as we explained in the Mishnah of Sosmas Chalona, and they sealed up the window. V'yesh Amrim, that what was the issue with Bilga? Mishmata Shoya Lovai. They would come late to do the Avoida when it was their turn. V'nichtan Shishev Achav, Shishev, which was the Mishmer preceding Bilga, would go Vishimesh, Imai Vishimesh Tachtav. They would have to do the Avoida until they arrived. Dushash points out, V'nichtan Shishev Achav Imai, with him. It wasn't that the entire Mishmer of Bilga came late. A part of the group came late, not the entire group. Api, says the Gemara, even though normally Shechina Rishayim lo nistakru, we don't see that the neighbors of Rishayim gain by being their neighbors. Shechina Bilga nistakru. The neighbors of Bilga Shevav, which is the Mishmer before Bilga, did indeed benefit. Shabilga loyalim chalekas bedarim. Normally we know, as we just finished learning, that the Mishmer Anichnas gets Bitsofen, and the Mishmer Hayoitse gets bedarim. Yeshevav, even when they are Mishmer Hayoitse, get Bitsofen. Yeshev Achav always gets Bitsofen. Bishlam l'mandam Mishmat Shoy Lovoy, ask the Gemara. According to Mandam, what was the problem with Bilgai? Because they came late. How did the Kinsinu call Mishma? So now we understand why they got this punishment. Earl, Mandam and Miriam, Mats Bilga, Shemira Dasa, there was one girl in this Mishma who converted Mishmati Kinsinu at the day because the daughter acted inappropriately. Does the entire Mishma have to suffer? Amrabai in. Kedami in. She shoot the Inuka. Where the child says, Bishuk in the street, oidavu adim. It's what it heard from its father or its mother. Umashum asked the Gemara, so even if Miriam Basbilga's parents didn't act appropriately, umashum avu adimei kansin lakula mishmer, is the entire mishmer punished because Miriam Basbilga's parents didn't bring her up or weren't acting appropriately? Amrabaya, we have a rule, oila rasha, oila shcheinai. If they are part of this family, they're all one family, so the entire family suffers. However, concludes the Gemara, Toiv l'tzadik, toiv l'shchanini. Shnema imu tzadik ki toiv, ki pri maleim yechelu. Points out the Bava Rebbe, the Kedushas Tzion, that it wasn't that Miriam Basbilga's parents actually spoke disparagingly or said wrong things at home. What they didn't do, he says, was they didn't bring into the family a chshivas, a significance for the avoider of the Beis Hamikdash. And that improper chinuch ultimately led, unfortunately, to them having a child like Miriam Basbilga. Points out the Satmar Rebbe. He makes a very interesting observation. The Gemara says two things about Miriam Basbilga. It says that she married this Greek officer and that she kicked the Mizbeach. What does the Gemara have a bigger problem with? The fact that she kicked the Mizbeach. Explains the Satmar Rebbe. Not always does a parent have the ability to completely control how and what his child does. So if Miriam Basbilga's parents couldn't necessarily prevent their daughter from marrying this Greek officer, and therefore they would not be punished for that. What is the punishment? The punishment is the chinuch that she was brought up that she could say such words to the Mizbeach. That is a product of a chinuch. And for that, Mishmer Bilga was punished. Explain the Mefarshim. The Gemara ends, Oy l'rosh, oy l'shchenoy, toiv l'tzadik, toiv l'shchenoy. Wouldn't it make more sense to just say, Oy l'rosh, u l'shchenoy, toiv l'tzadik, u l'shchenoy? Explain the Mefarshim. Oyla Rasha. A Rasha has his problems because he did Averis. Furthermore, Oyla Shcheinoi. He will be punished because he caused his neighbors and relatives to do Averis. Toivle Tzadik. A Tzadik will get schar, will get reward for doing the right thing. But not only will he get reward for doing the right thing, Toivle Shcheinoi, he will get extra benefit, he will get extra schar because he was mashpia, because he influenced and he taught Torah to other people. For that, he gets Toivle Shcheinoi, an extra schar. Hanu lach hachalil, v'salik alach msech tesukah.